Liverpool College is changing the way students learn in the classroom. By incorporating experiential learning into the curriculum, students must now spend up to 5 hours outside of the classroom engaging in activities related to their major. I'm Diane Cornaccio, WRPR News. Edna Negrone, a journalism professor, sees experiential learning as a positive shift.
I think experiential learning is important to help students make the connection between what they learn and what the real world experience is going to be like.
Student William Wilson was unsure about the new form of learning at first, but seems to think it could be a good idea in the long run.
The experiential learning is pretty, it was annoying at first. I mean, you have to do an extra 5 hours per class, but I think it would actually be more beneficial because it allows us to go out and do our own thing.
Now students are feeling unsure about whether or not they can also fit in 5 hours of unchaperoned experiential activities. Divya Prasad is one of those students.
That, I think, will be a little more of a problem because classes are already pretty demanding, but we'll see.
Wilson, however, is positive that he can work it into his schedule.
I mean, it just takes the proper planning, though. There's a lot of times where I got a lot of free time, so I could just work it into my schedule a little bit at a time. Make sure you do it early, I think, is the key.
Negrone sees the new form of learning as a way to allow students to branch out and learn in a way that they probably couldn't by sitting in a classroom.
In journalism, for example, you cannot do journalism unless you actually go out and practice it. So in my classes, students have to go out, get real sources, work on real assignments, and then hopefully they'll get the experience that will challenge them to use those skills that they learn in our classes.
Looks like time will tell how successful this new form of learning is. I'm Diane Cornaccio, WRPR News.